ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 2 एंटाइटल्ड अजामिल डिलीवर्ड बाय विष्णु दूतस टेक्स्ट 1 एंड 2। सो टेक्स्ट 1 डजंट हैव अ पर्पोर्ट, so I'll just read the verse and the translation. Shri Badrayani Ruvacha evam te bhagavadduta yamaduta bibhasitam upatāryāt tān rājan pratyāho nayako vidā. Shukdev Goswami said, my dear king, the servants of Lord Vishnu are always very expert in logic and arguments. After hearing the statements of the Yamadutas, they replied as follows. Text 2. Shri Vishnaduta Uvacha, Uchu. Shri Vishnaduta Uchu. Aho Kashtam Dharmadrisham. Adharma Sprishate Sabham. यत्रां दंगेषु पापेषु दंडो ये ध्रियते वृथा। श्री विष्णुदूता ऊचु अहो कष्टं धर्मदृशं अधर्म स्पृशते सभां यत्रां दंड्येष पापेषु दंडो ये ध्रियते वृथा। श्री विष्णुदूता ऊचु अहो कष्टं धर्मदृशं अधर्म स्पृशते सभां यत्र दण्ड्येष पापेषु दण्डो ये ध्रियते वृथा।
Shri Vishnu Dutauchu.
Shri Vishnu.
अहोकस्तं धर्मादृशम्
अहोकस्तं धर्मादृशम्
अधर्मस्पिशते सभाम्
अधर्मस्पिशते सभाम्
यत्र दन्दस्य अपाकेषु दन्दो यद्रियते पिता
What word meaning? Shri Vishnu Duta Uchu. The Vishnu Duta said, Aho, alas, kashtam, how painful it is. Dharmadrisham, of persons interested in maintaining religion. Adharma, irreligion. Sprushate is affecting. Sabham, the assembly. Yatra, wherein. Adandyeshu, upon persons not to be punished. Apapeshu, who are sinless. Danda, punishment. Ye, by whom. Driyate is being allotted. Vritha, unnecessarily. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, Issa Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Vishnu Duta said, Alas, how painful it is that irreligion is being introduced into an assembly where religion should be maintained. Indeed, those in charge of maintaining the religious principles are needlessly punishing a sinless, unpunishable person. Purport. The Vishnudutas accuse the Yamadutas of violating the religious principles by attempting to drag Ajamil to Yamaraj for punishment. Yamaraj is the officer appointed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to judge religious and irreligious principles and to punish people who are irreligious. However, if completely sinless people are punished, the entire assembly of Yamaraj is contaminated. This principle applies not only in the assembly of Yamaraj, but throughout human society also. In human society, properly maintaining religious principles is the duty of the king's court or the government. Unfortunately, in this yuga, Kali Yuga, the religious principles are tampered with and the government cannot properly judge who is to be punished and who is not. It is said that in Kali Yuga, if one cannot spend money in court, one cannot get justice. Indeed, in courts of justice, it is often found that magistrates are bribed for favorable judgments. Sometimes religious men who preach the Krishna consciousness movement for the benefit of the entire populace are arrested and harassed by the police and courts. The Vishnudutas who are Vaishnavas lamented for these very regrettable facts. Because of their spiritual compassion for all the fallen souls, Vaishnavas go out to preach according to the standard method of all religious principles. But unfortunately, because of the influence of Kali Yuga, Vaishnavas who have dedicated their lives to preaching the glories of the Lord are sometimes harassed and punished by courts on false charges of disturbing the peace. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvashe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Yananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Seeking the blessings of all senior Vaishnavas before beginning the discussion on this verse. So till now we have been hearing that how the Yamadutas have been speaking and presenting their various arguments as to why Ajamil should be arrested and taken. And now in this chapter the Vishnudutas have begun to speak, and here they are mentioning in this first verse. In the first verse, of course, Shukdev Goswami speaks. He says, My dear King, the servants of Lord Vishnu are always very expert in logic and arguments. After hearing the statements of Yamadutas, they replied as follows. So the word here says, Bhagavad Duta. So in contrast to Yamadutas, here there is Bhagavad Duta. And these Bhagavad Dutas obviously refer to the Vaishnavas who are devotees of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada, in a lecture on this verse, he says that the Vaishnavas, they are servants of Krishna. But in this material world, nobody likes to be servants. And sometimes they accuse the Vaishnavas of having a slave mentality. Prabhupada says, but what have you gained by having a master mentality? Even if you claim to have a master mentality, but ultimately you're still a servant. You're a servant of the senses. So the senses, obviously, they never give relief to the person. Life after life, one may keep serving the senses, but still, the senses are never satisfied. But then on the contrary, one can serve the Supreme Lord Krishna and achieve the ultimate goal of human life. Also, the other word that's mentioned here is nayakovida, being conversant in good argument or good logic. So now the Vishnudutas, they are going to present their side of their arguments and logic. And somebody may say that, well, in Krishna consciousness, we are supposed to just accept everything. Is there a place for arguments and logic? So Srila Prabhupada quotes Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he says that yes, one can use logic and arguments to understand Chaitanya Katha or the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So before one accepts, one can use logic and argument to come to the point of acceptance. But then once one accepts on the basis of that logic and argument, then one just accepts, then one does not go back. But till the point of acceptance, then one can use logic and argument to come to the point of acceptance. So we find that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also having elaborate discussions and conversations with great scholars Sarvabhaumacharya, Prakashanand, Saraswati to establish Krishna consciousness as the topmost religion. So definitely there is a place for it, and Prabhupada condemns blind following. But then once one understands and accepts, then one does not go back. So here also we find the Vishnudutta is definitely using logic and arguments to establish their points. And then the Vishnudutas begin speaking from the second verse, and they say, alas, how painful it is that irreligion is being introduced into an assembly where religion should be maintained. Indeed, those in charge of maintaining the religious principles are needlessly punishing a sinless, unpunishable person. So here we find that it appears as if the Vishnudutas, they are accusing the Yamadutas of mistaking religion to be irreligion and not understanding properly what religion exactly is. So Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, there's understanding in three modes. So the understanding which mistakes religion to be irreligion and irreligion to be religion, and one does not know what ought to be done and what ought not to be done, that is understanding in the mode of ignorance. And the understanding in the mode of passion is that one is unable to distinguish between religion and irreligion. And the understanding in the mode of goodness is when one properly understands what is religion, what is irreligion, what need to be done, what need not be done. When one has this proper understanding, that's understanding in the mode of goodness. And so here the Vishnudutas, they seem to be accusing the Yamadutas of being in the mode of ignorance and mistaking religion to be irreligion. And Prabhupada is explaining in the purport that this is the situation in modern day Kali Yuga, where people fail to understand and they actually mistake religion to be irreligion and vice versa. And so therefore, those who are on the religious path, they land in trouble. And those, as Prabhupada is saying, in modern day Kali Yuga, there may be courts of justice, but then anyone who has money, who can bribe, even though he may have committed irreligious acts, but he gets away. Few days back, we were celebrating the disappearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I would just like to narrate a short story which he says. So once in a village, there were regular thefts happening. So they tried a lot to find out who's the thief, but they could not. So the headman of the village, he calls a meeting of all those people whose houses had been burgled, and he speaks to each one of them. And after speaking to all of them, he comes to know that there's one common factor in all, and that is at the end of every theft, there seemed to be one person who's very enthusiastic to catch the thief. So the headman of the village, he said, okay, this person seems to be suspicious. So he appointed a watchman to watch the suspect. So the headman was noting the movements of this suspected man. So one night, the suspect, he broke open a house somehow. It was a village, so simple houses, so managed to somehow break some wooden bamboos, and he got inside a house. And as soon as he got inside, he took something, and as he was stealing, so obviously there was some sound, the people of the house, they got up, and immediately they started crying out, thief, thief, they started crying out. So the thief immediately, he took something and he left, and he ran into the close by jungles. And after running into the jungle, he comes back to this place where a huge crowd had gathered, because the people were shouting, so obviously a huge crowd had gathered. The suspected thief, he came back to this crowd, and he also started looking around as if he also saying, "Oh, who's the thief? Who's the thief?" So they were trying to find out, and the watchman, he told the people of the house, he said, "Look, this is the person who has stolen. I know it. I've been watching." So some others said, "Come on, it can't be this person. He was with us. How can it be this person?" Anyway, in the meantime, the headman of the village, he came there, and he heard what the watchman said, and he said, "Okay, let's go into the jungle and see what's there." So the watchman took all of them into the jungle, and as they were going into the jungle, the suspect, he started grumbling. He started saying, "This is middle of the night. Why are you taking us into the jungle? You know, what will happen if some citizens are bitten by snakes over here?" So the people immediately got even more suspicious on this man, why he is so uncomfortable. So they went into the jungle, and very soon the watchman, he found that jewel box, the box containing the jewels which the thief had stolen, and immediately picked it up, and he was shown to everyone, look, this is what the thief had stolen. And everyone's attention was diverted to that. And as soon as everyone's attention was diverted to that, the thief got away. He ran away into the village, and he started going on the road to run outside the village. And all the people, they ran behind him, crying out, "Thief, thief, catch him." And the thief also started shouting, "Thief, thief, look, there's a thief there," pointing out to some other passers-by. And in this way, everyone got so confused, and the thief got away. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur tells the story to illustrate this point, that how in Kali Yuga, this is what happens. That those who are irreligious people, who are pretending to be religious, they swindle people and they get away. And those who are the real sadhus, sometimes they get caught. As we find so many times, it happens. And so this is the nature of Kali Yuga, as Srila Prabhupada is explaining in this purport. And we find that because of not having a proper understanding of what is religion, what is irreligion, so then we find all these mistakes taking place. Because the modern justice system, they have no idea of the principles of religion. And we find that throughout history, so many instances, like we see in the case of Haridas Thakur, he was just chanting the holy names, but then he was beaten 22 marketplaces because the Qazi, he did not know principles of religion. And there are so many examples like this. And we find even within our own movement, so many times, as Prabhupada is mentioning here, the devotees, while trying to spread Krishna consciousness, they are caught, they are arrested, tortured. That also keeps happening because the government officials, they don't understand what's real religion and what's meant for the ultimate benefit of human society. So here we find this conversation between the Vishnudutas and Yamadutas. In this case, we find that, yes, both of them had good knowledge. It was not that the Yamadutas had no knowledge. They had good knowledge. Of course, they may not have the topmost knowledge, but then they had good knowledge about religious principles, and their arguments were definitely based on Shastra. So sometimes we do find that Even though one may know the principles of religion, the application of the principles of religion may not be so straightforward or may not be black and white. And sometimes it could be confusing. Just like we find Arjuna on the battlefield, or just before the battle was going to begin, Arjuna is presenting his various arguments as to why not to fight. Now, these arguments which Arjuna was presenting were not some mental concoctions, which something just came to his mind when he was just speaking something. No. Every one of those arguments that he was presenting was shastric. But yet, there was some higher principle which at that point of time he could not understand. But then he was presenting Shastra. So we find that sometimes, even though one may know Shastra, one may know Shastric principles, but the application of the Shastric principles may sometimes be confusing or bewildering. Similarly, we find in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, the pastime of Ashwatthama, the son of Dronacharya, who killed the 5 sleeping sons of Draupadi, and he releases the Brahmastra, and then Krishna tells Arjuna to release his Brahmastra. And finally, we know that how Arjuna, he captures Ashwatthama, he brings him to Krishna, and Krishna, as soon as he sees Ashwatthama bound, he immediately tells him, you must kill him. Because he does not know religious principles, though he is the son of a Brahmana. He doesn't know. According to religious principles, somebody who is sleeping, who is unarmed, he's not supposed to be killed. But then he is killed. He's an aggressor. And we find Krishna giving a list of reasons as to why Ashwatthama should be killed. He tells him that it was a promise to Draupadi that you would bring the head of the assassin. And also, it's religious principles. So he should be killed. And moreover, he has displeased his own master, because even Duryodhan didn't like it. So therefore, he should be killed. And then Ashwatthama is taken to Draupadi, and Draupadi says, oh, he's, first of all, she offers respects to him, after he's son of a Brahmana, and she says, after all, all of you have learned archery, you have learned so many things from the father, that's Dronacharya. Moreover, Kripi is still alive, why do you want to make her cry? So she had her list of reasons. And she also comes to the conclusion, on the basis of religious principles, therefore, Ashwatthama should not be killed. He should be spared. So we find both the parties are speaking on the basis of religious principles only. No one is concocting on the basis of religious principles. And Arjuna is totally confused. What's to be done? And at that point of time, we find Yudhishthira Maharaj taking the side of Draupadi. And Yudhishthira saying, yes, what she says is correct. He should not be killed. And when Yudhishthira Maharaj says this, so many join that side. So then Krishna, Nakul, Sahadev, Satyaki, they all join the side of Draupadi. And they said, yes, he should be spared. But now on the other side is Bhima. And Bhima says, nothing to him. There's no question of sparing him. He should be killed. And it's described that to separate Draupadi and Bhima, Krishna manifested two arms. It's mentioned Chaturbhuj. Took his Chaturbhuj form to sort of pacify these two parties. And then Krishna gives a final instruction. And Krishna says, look, this man, he is an aggressor, so he should be killed. But at the same time, he is a Brahma Bandhu, so he should not be killed. And moreover, you should also fulfill the promise to Draupadi. And at the same time, you must satisfy me and you must satisfy everyone else. It's totally confusing. So Srila Prabhupada writes that, actually Sutta Goswami says that Krishna wanted to test Arjuna on religious principles and a sense of duty. So it was a test for Arjuna. So in this bewildered situation, which was totally confusing, with this equivocal instruction of Krishna, what did Arjuna do? So he said, it said, Arjuna used his sharp intelligence and he understood the motive of Krishna. And understanding that, he just shaved up half of Ashwatthama's hair, removed the jewel and sent him off. And that was the befitting punishment for Ashwatthama. So we find here in the situation there are these two parties, both speaking on religious principles and totally confusing. So we find, yes, that one may understand dharma, religious principles, but at the same time, the application of religious principles sometimes may be confusing. We find Dharmaraj, Yudhishthir Maharaj himself, on the battlefield, he was told to tell a lie. But Yudhishthira Maharaj thought, how can I tell a lie? I've never told a lie. How can I tell a lie? He didn't. And similarly, when Dhritarashtra leaves home, after being heavily preached by Vidura, at that time, again, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he's thinking, oh, my uncle, they have left. I have not done my duty to protect them. And then Narad Muni had to come to pacify Yudhishthira Maharaj. So didn't Yudhishthira Maharaj know principles of religion, dharma? He knew, obviously. But yet, we find sometimes situations do put one in bewildering conditions whereby it is difficult to understand what is to be done and what is not to be done. So how does one ascertain in these situations how one can follow the tenets of dharma, the principles of dharma? And therefore, Yudhishthira Maharaj himself in the Mahabharata, he's saying, Tarko Pratishto Shrutaya Vibhinna. Simply dry arguments, they are inconclusive. Nasa Rishi Ryasya Matamna Bhinnam. One is not known as a muni or a sage unless he differs from other sages and munis. So even among sages and munis, there is bound to be differences of opinion. But then, dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. The solid principles of religion, guhayam, are hidden within the hearts of self-realized devotees. Mahajano yena gatasapanta. And so therefore, one simply has to follow in the footsteps of the Mahajans. That's the only way one can properly understand how dharma is to be applied. Seeing the examples of Mahajans, how they have applied the principles of religion, that's the only way one can actually understand. And so therefore, we find that even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is this pastime Chaitanya Charitamrita when he visits the Keshavji temple in Mathura, and then there is and the Sanodhya Brahman who joins him in the chanting and dancing. And then finally Mahaprabhu asks this Brahman, do you have some connection? Seeing your great ecstatic love, it seems you had some connection with Madhavendra Puri. And the Brahman, he accepts, yes, Madhavendra Puri, he came to my house, he initiated me, took prasad, I cooked for him. And then the Brahman invites Mahaprabhu to his house and he requests him to take prasad. But he says, I'll supply the ingredients to Balabhadra Bhattacharya and let him cook, because I'm a low class Brahman, I cannot cook. And at that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that if you have cooked for Madhavendra Puri, then surely you can cook for me. And at that time he tells this famous verse, Dharma Sthapana Hetu Sadhura Vyavahar Puri Gosharye Acharana Sei Dharmasar. The behavior of a devotee establishes the principles of religion. The behavior of Sri Madhavendra Puri, that is the essence of religion. And so therefore, if we really want to understand the application of dharma, it's only possible by seeing the activities of devotees, how they have applied. Seeing that example, we can understand. As we find the other day, Sureshwar Prabhu was explaining this pastime between Shrutakirti Prabhu and Prabhupada. He asking Srila Prabhupada that how do we differentiate, how do we understand what needs to be changed, what needs to be adjusted and what need not. And Prabhupada just made that statement which definitely needed to be unpacked, and that he Prabhupada just said needs a little intelligence, that's all. And we find when a similar question was asked to Kadam Maharaj the other day, Maharaj said that, well, it requires purity. Now, another important point which Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport to the second canto of the Bhagavatam, he says, intelligence is the form direction of the super soul. Now, putting all these points together, we can sort of come to a conclusion logically that it is possible to have that, as Prabhupada said, the little intelligence which is required to follow the principles of religion can be had from the super soul when there is purity. And that is what Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tesham Satya Yuktana Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Apiyantite. So when one has that purity totally absorbed in Krishna consciousness by following the various instructions of the Mahajans, following in the footsteps of the Mahajans, as Rupa Goswami says in the Nectar of Instruction, Shato Vritti. So by following the program that has been given by the Acharyas, as Prabhupada in the purport to the Nectar of Instruction mentioned, Shato Vritti means following the program that has been given by Srila Prabhupada, rising up early in the morning, following, attending the morning program, Bhagavatam class and everything else. So by following that program which has been given by the Mahajans, following in the footsteps of the Mahajans, then it will be possible for one to follow that Tesham Satati Yuktanam. Then one can have the purity by which one can actually get that direction from the super soul in such apparently confusing situations where the application of dharma does not seem to be clear. So here also we find that ultimately, of course, they had to consult, the Yamadutas had to consult the Mahajan Yamaraj to actually clarify exactly what's right and what's wrong. And so the point is that yes, dharma also, religious principles, one may know them, but then to put into practice and application definitely may not be so easy. But then ultimately it requires the mercy of the Lord and the pure devotees. By following the instructions, we can get that mercy, and then it may be possible for us to understand how we can actually apply the principles of dharma in our life in a practical way. Okay, fine. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? Good, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samvayad Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Janatai Gaur Premande, Hari.